Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Ray Keating's here. He's our good friend, Chief Economist for Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, SBECouncil.org, an organization that I've been telling you about now for more than 17 years, and am proud to say that I'm a happy supporter of all the things that they do and encourage you to do the same thing. The work that they do on behalf of small business to advocate for you in Washington, D.C. and state houses across the country, the work that Ray does to help people understand how the impact of small business on economic growth, on the American dream, and talking and pointing out the people who are hurting us. Ray does that, and so does Karen Kerrigan, the president of SBE Council. Ray, thanks again for being here. Tell us a little bit more about SBE Council.
Sure, Jim. We have about 100,000 members across the nation. As you said, we work on policy issues from A to Z that impact entrepreneurship, small business, and the economy. Preview, quick note, this week our small business tax index is going to be released along with tax
pay. All right.
So keep an eye out for that. That will hit our website, sbecouncil.org. The full commercial that you mentioned, we publish books. The latest one, Unleashing Small Business Through IP. It looks at intellectual property and small business. And then I've got all sorts of books, Chuck versus the Business World on the nonfiction front, and then the Pastor Stephen Grant novels on the fiction front, and there's the full commercial.
There you go, SBECouncil.org. I encourage you to go there and check that out. Hey, Ray, there are, overall, it seems that the economy just can't seem to find a high gear. We seem to be stuck in second. We're not in low gear. We go between second and third gear. You know, we'll have a three and a half growth quarter, and then we'll drop back down to maybe negative, as we had a year ago. We can't seem to get into a road gear that'll give us 3 to 4% growth here in the United States. And now the global economy seems to be, as you pointed out earlier, exports and imports are down here in the United States. You attribute this to the geopolitics of the Middle East and Russia, with Russia and Iran creating problems? You attribute it to the anti-business sentiment coming out of Washington? What do you think?
Yeah, it's a lack of sustainability. When you look at this recovery, and we are, you know, I think saying third gear is generous. I think we're down in second gear. You know,
I said we can't get to third gear.
No, we can't. And we're growing at about 2.2%, 2.3%. On average throughout this recovery. Understand, during a recovery, on average, we should be growing at about 4.5%. So we're doing half of what we should be doing. And that's why so many people still think we're in a recession all these years later. Even though the recession officially ended in the middle of 2009, this recovery has been so bad. And it has been, you hit the nail on the head with this, you know, every once in a while we get a quarter, maybe two quarters of decent growth. And then we fall back again. There's a complete lack.
It's like a roller coaster, though.
Yeah,
there's nothing consistent.
And when you crawl inside the numbers, those blips up often tend to be tied to private inventory. So there's, you know, people, companies restocking on the inventory front, and that's a temporary thing. So there's the problem when you look at the numbers has been private investment throughout this recovery. We are just not hitting in terms of businesses investing. And then the question becomes, why? This is the question that we free market economists ask, why is that happening, as opposed to Keynesians who just take it as a given and they start spending government money. We say, why is it happening? And when you look at tax policy, regulatory policy, monetary policy, trade policy, everything.
Anti-business sentiment rhetoric coming out of Washington.
Anti-business rhetoric, anti-business sentiment, and anti-business policy realities.
Yep.
When you look at what's been pushed through and what is being threatened, when you're a business person, you're an entrepreneur, you're an investor, that creates two things: uncertainty and additional costs. So that's what we're up against.
And the only advantage the U.S. has, it seems to me right now, is we're not as bad as some of the other places.
We're working on getting
the dollar
there.
Yeah, but But right. You know what I'm saying? I mean, like,
yeah.
like the stock market, the dollar, are still better. Ours is better than a lot of other folks. And we're not going to be able to dine out on that for long, are we?
Now, and you're right. We're better than, you know, Europe is way farther down the road in terms of ugly tax and regulatory policy. We're trying to get there.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
You know, when you look at it, that's the deal. We are...
What do you see the solution? New elections? We've got to get new people in?
Well, bottom line is, if it's a policy matter, you need dramatically different policies. So obviously you need different people than the ones that are running it now.
Yeah.
So you have to have a dramatic turnaround in terms of...
SBECouncil.org, ladies and gentlemen. That's how you can find Ray and all of his work there. Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Hey, Ray, thanks for being here. Good job. Come back soon.
I appreciate it, Jim. Take care.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.